Chase Sexton, it's over. The streak is over. No one happier than you. You beat the bastard straight up. Great job, man.
Hey, the guy's a hard guy to beat. He didn't make it easy on me either. I'm always like, not waiting for him to get a bad start, but like, dude, he's always right there. Like, I can hear the Yamaha from a mile away, and I knew it was on me. So, that second moto was a battle, and it was fun. First moto was a battle too, but this one was harder because I was in the front. And I was in the front both motos, but got past the first one. So, starts were good today, which is good. The second hole shot was awesome. So, man, it was. How many races in a row did he win? Like
eight,
nine?
Eight in a row.
Yeah, second was getting old.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
He told us on the show last week that was the second moto at Millville was one of the top five motos he's ever like been trying hardest in.
Well, he actually just said that this is as far as the championship, this is the highest pace championship he's ever been in. Yeah. So by far, and I guess it's a compliment for me because I mean I'm the one pushing him. So it's cool because I think I'm finally starting to show what I'm capable of and. I'm racing the best there is right now, so it's cool for me. But also, I'm motivated to beat him, and that's kind of it's hard because it's Eli. But I definitely think I have what it takes, and I showed that today.
So he passes you last week and beats you this week. First moto, he beats you. Like, is it and you're giving it your all. So like, you're riding great, right? But he's beating you. Is the attitude like F this guy, or is it still positive? Kind of, and you could take something out of that because you're pushing him so hard, or is it just like I hate my life?
No, I mean, first moto, like that was the first time I feel like I was pushing him enough where I felt like he was making a few mistakes, and obviously he made a mistake, and I ended up falling him into the corner. So that was good. I was actually really happy with my first moto, besides for that fall over. But as far as like even last week at Millville, that was probably one of my best outdoor motos ever. That's okay. Even second.
Yeah.
So I kind of had to look at it that way, but it does suck losing to the guy that I got to race. And it's hard because obviously I want to win, but I got to kind of also look at it that this is the best I've done. And that was the best I've ridden in an outdoor moto. So I kind of have to take that. And I'm getting better and better as the season goes on. And that's something that is good for me. And I've always struggled midway through the season. At those middle races, for some reason, have never been my best. So to be able to get through this and still be in a good spot, I usually am good at the end. So that's kind of promising for me, and I love these tracks coming up. Unadilla is one of my good ones, and I'm just looking forward to it. I think today was a big day for me. Crossing the finish line, I had goosebumps.
You seemed extra stoked.
Dude, that was by far, I mean, I've only won, I think that's my fourth outdoor win, so... But by far, no matter Supercross, Outdoors, 250, that was my best win ever. So I'm in a good spot right now. And I think if I can keep progressing and keep getting better, we're going to be even better for these last four.
Listen, I'm just a vet B-rider, so take this with a grain of salt. But he falls, you hit him, and I don't get it. Why didn't you just put your foot down and, like kind of pull up over him? Like again, I'm a vet B-rider. It looked like you could have got by him.
I definitely could have done that, but... I also try and race with respect, and I don't think that's kind of the right way to do it. I want to get my bike started, which I was on the thing. I was like waiting for the thing to start, so I was hoping I was gonna get started before him, but I ended up not.
So it wasn't firing right away.
It wasn't firing. I was up, like I had. I was firing that thing for probably 5 seconds before he was in trying to start his bike.
Yeah,
and it didn't start. Obviously, he got his started before me, so
that's probably where I'm mistaken because it looked like you could have. Yeah, I do. Stay here. Sorry, it's media. I thought you could have, but it wasn't firing. So that makes more sense because I'm like, what is he doing?
No, I did step on his tire, though, to get up, which I don't want to be like, that's not really how I want to beat him straight up. So, like, if we get up together.
You don't grab his kill switch, you're fine.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. I don't know what the rules are when you're on the ground. Like, I don't know if I can just, like, tackle him or something, but I was trying to be respectful. And I was unfortunate that I was already committed to the rut because I could have run around the outside of him, but. I hit him pretty hard, actually. My bars were bent the rest of that moto, and it was I just kind of had to work through it, and we actually ran our fastest laps in the second and last lap.
Yeah, it's crazy. I was just going to say that my next point is you guys are giving us some great racing. I mean, this is Stu Carmichael-esque, two guys. You're dropping everybody else. It's impressive, man. Like, win or lose, it's fucking impressive to watch.
Yeah, and that's kind of where I'm at, too, because I kind of look behind us, and we're – I mean, for right now, we are – us two racing each other pretty much. Yeah. So it's a cool feeling. And then obviously we're finishing within seconds of each other. So it's a battle. I think second to last lap and the second moto was my best lap of the race. So, I mean, it's hard because I've never been that strong at the end of outdoors, and now I finally feel like I have some in the tank and I can push, and it's cool because we have put a lot of hard work in, and now I'm starting to reap the benefits of my preseason training, and it's a cool feeling because my trainer told me to come in and, like, outdoors is going to be where you get this, and that's where it's going to pay off. So now I'm definitely getting that benefit right now.
Cool, man. Great job. Thanks for doing this. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.